Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, everybody listening to me from everywhere. You're welcome. My beloved men, fathers and fathers figures, and all men, I am greeting you and I'm appreciating you all with humility and love. We are welcome to my show. My name is Dr. Ann Amara Onujiogo, Dr. Mother Love, the host of this monthly Blog Talk Radio show that reminds us to reflect on our roles and duties to our various families. I do this once a month. I call it on the first Friday of every month. I record something to remind us to look back and think of the family and see what we are doing, to evaluate ourselves and see where we are in doing our duties and roles in the family. And if we're not doing well, to rethink and go back and change it. It's never too late. So that's what the show, the name of the show is Let's Talk About Family. And that's exactly what it is. We are here talking about family. Everything about family, the good, bad, and ugly. All those stresses that stress up the family, we are talking about it. Those things that people do not want to talk about. As a society and culture, many of us keep silent. Those things we sweep under the rug and look the other way. That's what we talk about, everything. Because when you talk about everything and identify problems, then you can sit down and solve them. So that's why this show, Let's Talk About Family, is really getting popularity. It's affecting, it's reaching people, is addressing their issues. It's touching people where it hurts most. So that's why I'm doing this show. I used to be very, very shy and laid back. But after a while, I see that things are going wrong. The family is being destroyed. And this is my passion. I love family very much. My passion is family. And because of it, I have to go out of my way to at least keep talking, keep exposing those problems that distress the family, that bring dysfunction in the family. That's what the show is all about. So you're welcome. You're welcome. Today, I'm addressing our men as we celebrate Father's Day in 2 weeks. And this is a message for you. It's a message for you people, you men that we love so much, protectors, providers, everything we look up to. Amen. So I'm addressing you people. I have a problem. I have a problem with where things are going now. But before then, let me just tell you a little bit about myself. I was raised to love people, to appreciate families, and to have special respect for men, because men need respect. They are wired to love respect. If you disrespect men, you are really in trouble. So I was raised to love and respect men, no matter what. My father was a strict Catholic headmaster, and he instilled in me the belief that men are next to God, especially in the family setting. So I grew up with this mindset. But to my greatest disappointment, some men are not living up to this picture my father gave me. In the family arena alone, they are failing their loved ones in many ways. That's why I'm using this opportunity to appeal to you men about the need to be real men that God created for noble purposes in the family. That's just why I'm giving you this message. This is a clarion call. It's an appeal. I'm begging you people to please listen. Our families have been destroyed. If we don't do anything, if we don't do something now, it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse. So that's why I'm appealing to you. And if you have to appeal to people, start from the beginning. And the men are at the head. So I appeal to you, and other people will follow when you are all right. my passion to see that every family is stable, safe, sane, and successful has led me into many in-depth steps, studies, and activities to identify factors that stress families most. Two most serious problems that families that bring problems to families are, number one, infidelity, that is sexual irresponsibility. And the other one I found out is the weakening relationship between children and their fathers in the family, usually as a result of trouble between parents. You know, usually that follows, but it's not always. I found out that over 80% of people that where children seem not to like their fathers, if you look back, look at the relationship between the couple, is part of it. So because of that, because of these two findings I made, I decided to address the issue with the people concerned. Month we celebrated Mother's Day in May. And I used that occasion to talk, to appeal to my fellow women about this problem of not the problem of to identify their roles in their children's relationship with their fathers, with the children's fathers. I appealed to my women. I told them that the best gift they can give to their children is the love of the children's father. If you make your children hate their father, you have set them up for failure. So no matter how their fathers are, no matter how bad they are, I'm not supporting them, but don't let the children get into it. Don't paint that picture to the children. You are destroying them. Remember, I told them to remember half of the child is the father and half is the mother. So if you paint that half that is the father black, the child will always be dysfunctional. So I appeal to our women, and from the feedback I'm getting since last month, it's working. They're listening. So today, men, I am facing you. I'm begging you. I'm calling upon you to rescue us, rescue the family. I'm using this Father's Day celebration to appeal to you guys about sexual responsibility, which is vital to the life of any marriage and family. How are you guys doing in this arena? How are you relating with your spouses? How healthy is their relationship? What are you doing to keep it very healthy and vibrant? Because when the relationship between a man and woman, husband and wife, is not vibrant, is not lively, is dying, then that makes room for other things to creep in, for people to look outside. We're thinking that it's greener on the other side of the fence, but it's not. So, my men, answer me. I mean, listen to me. How are you managing? What are you doing to keep your relationship healthy? These are necessary questions that require honest answers. If we really care about our family, the future of our children, the future of the family fabric, so we have to answer honestly, individually and collectively. I am sure most of you hear and see what is going on in the news about unimaginable sexual irresponsibility exhibited by prominent men that should be our role models. It is appalling. And these men are supposed to be our role models. But maybe they are role models in a negative way, because many people are copying them. Many men are copying them. So they are really negative role models, and they're affecting the family. And families are being destroyed. Marriages are being destroyed. People are being destroyed. People are losing. Prominent people are losing their livelihood, losing their integrity, losing their respect. by the society. And if people will accompany them, then we go down with them too. So because I care for you men, I care for men. I was raised to care. I was raised to love and respect men and trust men. And that's why I'm appealing to you. If I didn't care about you people, I wouldn't even worry about it. But I'm looking at this. I'm seeing how the picture of the man in the family is going down, is disappearing. I know many men, very hardworking, providing for the family, very, really hardworking and caring in the family. You know what is bringing them that infidelity? Infidelity is ruining them. All their livelihood is gone. Many of them are homeless, all alone. And they are blaming the woman that she is the one biasing the children and everything and the system. So, men, I am telling you, when you make bad decisions, bad choices that affect your family negatively, the consequences are there, and I believe you'll be ready to face any consequence from your poor decision. I know there are natural urges, pressures on every human being, but self-discipline, what I call CID, conscience, integrity, and discipline, are the factors, they are the virtues every man, every human being, especially men, have to embrace for them to fight the urge to stray from their relationship, from their marriage. If you have this integrity, you have conscience, and you have discipline, believe me, you'll be able to offset any pressures to the contrary. So, my dear men, if you people know me very well, that I care for men, I respect men, I love men, from my own children and grandchildren to relatives and friends, I just appreciate men very much. So I don't want to see men go down. When I was growing up, men are everything. If you come to a family, just man, 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 man. That's all we hear about. Now he's going away. What is causing all this? I'm not blaming it completely on infidelity, but it is a major part of the problem. When there is no more trust, when you betray the trust anybody has in you, especially your intimate, your other half, if you betray the intimacy, sexual relationship is part of fulfillment of the intimacy reserved for the two people that are in love. When that is violated and shared by other people, it brings a very painful mistrust that will bring many other consequences. So, men, I'm just saying that I'm looking at infidelity as the major destroyer of family relationship, the major perpetrator of evil in any family. When two people stay together and work so hard and raise children, all of a sudden things start changing. You look around, somebody is doing something else. Somebody is cheating, violating the marriage bed, the marriage vow. And from then on, there'll be no more peace in the family. Men, I'm appealing to you people. I'm saying, I know that these days women are equally promiscuous. In my olden days, I never knew about it. It's getting worse now. As women are getting financially comfortable on their own, with a modern, with development and everything going to improve the life of women. As they are getting more comfortable and working hard and providing for the family too. Men, you have to wake up. If you do, you cannot get away with what you used to get away before, when women were stranded and helpless and dependent on you. Now they are not anymore. So what I'm saying is this. You men, I'm appealing to you. I'm worried about you guys. I'm worried about the future of men, including my own children and grandchildren. I'm worried about their future. If things continue going this way, believe me, it's going to be rough for men to even raise their kids anymore. Because women are working very hard. They are determined. They can
they can swallow their pride and retrain and do things and work hard to raise their children.
When they're doing this, man, you have to wake up too. If you don't wake up, you have a problem.
Depend on you and be loyal to you and endure until they can't endure anymore, especially if the situation gets better. In other words,
you cannot hold anybody back, especially if the person has means of moving on. So I'm going into these details because I'm trying to figure out why men are sliding down the family trail as women are getting up. So men are abandoning their families, going after other women, and women are raising children by themselves. And that's what the problem is. From what I told women last month, I got some replies. Somebody said to me, Auntie, I raised 5 children by myself. My husband walked away. So what do I tell my children, that their father is wonderful? Well, that was difficult for me to answer, you know. So I'm not telling her to lie or tell a lie, but I'm just saying, let it not come from you painting him black. He could be black. He could be doing something wrong. But I want you to allow the children to find out themselves. Don't let them hear that from you repeatedly. And that's what I appeal to my fellow women. And some of them are listening. Now, men, is your turn. What I'm saying to you, men, is what are we doing to keep up our integrity in the family as expected? Not financially. Finances by the side. I'm talking about any other things other than finances. How do you keep your integrity in the family going? If you are wayward, if you are possible sexually and otherwise, how will they respect you? So I'm worried about men. I'm really worried about men. I'm saying that how can we empower our children to do better? Most of our children and grandchildren are working very hard. They are becoming professionals in every field. And they are looking back to their parents and say how they are doing. Many of them are saying to me, oh, my mother works very hard. Without my mother, I couldn't have made it. Men, where are you? Well, what about you? What about you? So the point I'm making is this. Infidelity is a major part of what is destroying our families everywhere. Globally, families have been destroyed by infidelity, cheating, irresponsibility, and all kinds of what I call I and ROS, infidelity and related sins, all the things around infidelity, immorality, waywardness, carelessness, drinking, smoking, doing things so much, exaggerated, no balance. It doesn't make sense. And it doesn't help men to be men. Men, I know you guys love respect, as I was raised to believe, and I still know. So if anybody, I told my friends, if you respect a man, he'll do anything for you. He'll do anything for you. And I've tried it, and I know. What I'm saying is, this respect has to be earned by men. It's not handed over to you. It's not your entitlement. You have to earn it. How do you earn your respect in the family? If you are wayward, chasing women, sleeping around with women, and you have a family, how will you now earn your respect? How will you explain to your sons that what you are doing is right? Or when they are misbehaving, how do you correct them? We teach by example, not by what we say, but what we do. Our children are watching us. They are watching us, our steps. Some of them will follow our steps, true steps, and some will hate us because of what we are doing. So men, please, don't blame the women. Don't blame your wives if your children hate it. Look into yourself and see if you are doing something wrong. Are you maltreating their mother? Are you being rude? Are you being selfish? Are you being so stingy? Are you being a you know, are you being so strict in raising them? But you are lousy on your own. But you can raise your children to be strict with strictness and firmness. But when you go out, you become a sloth. So that's why some of our children call us hypocrites. We are hypocrites. We say something else and we do another. This happens to me. One day, sometimes you use your personal example to give example. One day, I was, you know, my husband and I, we were having an argument, very quiet argument, not really. And a friend came in. Once his friends came in, we changed and started smiling. And my son came in and said, and looked at me. Then I went to the kitchen and he followed me. He said, "Mommy, you guys are hypocrites. You were quarreling and shouting at each other. All of a sudden, you're smiling because you have a visitor. Is that how you guys behave?" So my son said to me, "Mommy, to be honest with you, you guys are hypocrites, you know?" So this was an eye-opener to me. So that they are watching us. They are watching what we are doing. They are trying to see whether we are really pretending or are we being real. So some of our children, some of our daughters, some of our relatives are marrying outside our culture because they say that they cannot stand what people are doing in the family. They can't stand what their fathers are doing and the mothers are doing. So they want to build their own way without involving any of their parents because many of us are failing. We are failing our children. Men, we are failing our children. Trust me, we are. So my appeal to you guys is now, what are we going to do to start talking about making things better for our family? Men, I'm holding you responsible because of the infidelity issue. I know many women are also wayward, but most of the infidelity problems are with men. They are with men. So, men, are you going to promise me? My clarion call to you today is promise me that we are going to work together and find a way to fight infidelity. Infidelity is a major, it's a big problem, and we have to be bold and get a big way to fight it. So my clarion call to you, men, is we have to do something to stabilize the family. We have to do something to ensure that there is peace and harmony in the family, that our families are stable, the families are sane, members of the family are sane, are stable, they are secured, and they are successful. It starts from the man, the head of the family, the natural head of the family, the man. So I'm appealing to you, men, this time around, I'm appealing to you to turn around, to mend broken fences, to ward off danger, and secure members of your family emotionally and otherwise. My clarion call to you all is to help control damage. This is a damage control call. Help control damage and family dysfunction in any possible way you can. The fact that one out of every three marriages, every one out of every three divorces, infidelity is implicated, shows me that it's a major problem, more than anything else. Even more than finances, financial problem. This, we have to face this by the bull. We have to hold it by the bull and solve this problem. Men, I'm using this 2018 Father's Day message to beg you to please go back home, rethink, think. Search yourself inward. Look at your conscience, your integrity, and your discipline. See how those three items function in you, within you. No matter what your spouse does, no matter how many distractions you have, no matter how many things that are going wrong, financially and otherwise, no matter that their job is not good anymore, all those things weigh you down. Then you have to go out and become a man, be strong outside. That's not true. So I'm asking you to please, for the sake of the God that created all of us and put you in the family as the head of the family, for you to be respected, you have to earn the respect. You have to help fight infidelity. Infidelity is destroying us. People have stories and myths about
about why men are unfaithful. They're not getting satisfaction in the family, they step out.
That's not the solution.
Find out what is going on. Go to counseling. Take your spouse and you go and find out and correct it for the sake of the children, the family, for the sake of next generation. They hold you responsible. I am talking now because I don't want to be held responsible. People hear my voice. I am saying that I have zero tolerance for infidelity. Why? Not because I want to keep the man to myself, but it destroys more than one person. It destroys the whole family. It destroys the society. So my appeal to you in this Father's Day is, please,
make up your mind. Go back home and look into yourself. See what you are doing wrong that opens the door for infidelity in your family.
As a man, it's not money. I'm not talking about money or profession. I'm talking about your individual self within you. See what you are doing to make things for the family, to make people disrespect you, ignore you, avoid you, abuse you, even slap you. Some women slap men. I know a lady who slapped the husband because he came back late and it was certain that he was outside with another woman. So she was so flared up and she slapped him. I don't support it. But all I'm saying is when two people have come together, are intimate, and one person violates that intimacy, it's very painful. And you don't know how the other person will react. It's important to avoid infidelity. It's important to be faithful and be prayerful and work together and do what I'm saying is the golden rule. Follow the golden rule. Do your best and leave the rest to God. Don't have any excuses for misbehaving. There's no excuse for infidelity. If there's a problem in the bedroom, you work on it, find help. There's so much help out there. There's so much help. If you go to the internet, Google it. Find the solution. There are solutions everywhere. Unless you really want to cheat. Unless you bent on maybe hurting them. Some people just, both men and women, couple, they cheat. One starts cheating. The other one says, I'm going to break even. I cheat too. So two people are cheating. That's not the solution to a problem. That's not the solution. It's creating the problem. Is messing up the family, is destroying humanity. So I am appealing to men and women to please help us secure the family, save the family from dysfunction. I want to wish you all men happy Father's Day. It's coming in 2 weeks. It's an early message. I'm going to keep talking to you. I'll have another forum. I'm going to go live on the eve of the Father's Day and talk to you again. Thank you very much for listening. Follow me up every first Friday of the month. I will say something about family. Sometimes I say something, sometimes I have attacked you, but each time I mean well. I mean well because I love you, men. I care about you, men. I don't want you to fall. I don't want you to fail. I don't want you to lose your life. I don't want you to be homeless, to be old and then I don't want you to be old and be lonely. I want you to enjoy your life. You work so hard. Keep your family going. Throw infidelity out. Send it out of the way and let the devil go to hell. So I'm begging you to please help me help other families. Happy Father's Day. I love you, men. I'll keep loving you. I wouldn't give up on you. I'll keep talking to you. I'll keep catching you until we all turn around and have a happy ending. This is Dr. Anne Amara Onujiogo, the host of Let's Talk About Family, saying to you, Happy Father's Day. Thank you for listening to me. Keep following me. Go back and listen to my replays. Go to Amara, drmotherlove.com or amaracares.wordpress.com. You can listen to the old ones and then give me feedback. I love you guys. Have a nice holiday. Have a nice Father's Day. Remember, my clarion call is please throw away infidelity and go back home and love your family for the greatest glory of God. Thank you and have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.